Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson. It's called Stomach Pump. Doesn't sound like fun.
No.
My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Stomach pump.
Stomach pump. I've never had a stomach pump.
Me either. And okay. It must be bad.
Yeah.
Because they have to put like this tube. We're not going to go into details. But anyway, this is our series for, you know, all these medical terms that sometimes are useful.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe you're not going to be in need of a stomach pump. But we
just
have,
in case.
Yes. And not only that, we have some other, you know, words that mm-hmm. it can be useful.
Okay.
Okay. So our keyword is mareada.
Mareada. That's dizzy, right?
That's right.
And I heard that it ends in an A, mareada. So we must be talking about a woman.
That's it. But if you're a guy, you can say estoy mareado.
Estoy mareado. I'm so dizzy.
Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue 3 times. Dialogue, first time. Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
¿Esta pastilla?
Sí.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Second time. Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
¿Esta pastilla?
Sí.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Third time. Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
¿Esta pastilla?
Sí.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
I am dizzy because of the pill.
Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
This pill made me dizzy.
Estoy mareada por la pastilla. ¿Esta pastilla?
This pill?
¿Esta pastilla?
This pill?
¿Esta pastilla? Sí.
Yes.
Sí.
Yep, that's the one.
Sí. Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Let's go to the hospital. You need to get your stomach pumped.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Let's go to the hospital. We're going to the hospital. You need to get your stomach pumped.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I wonder what the pill was.
Well, it has to be something really bad. I mean, I heard stories of people having to do that because they take the wrong pill and it can be like very bad for you. So you need to just get it out.
Right. Or people that drink too much too. If they get alcohol poisoning, it's time to go to the hospital and get your stomach pumped and get that thing shoved down your throat. And
yeah. Okay.
Yikes. Okay.
So, analysis.
All right. Let's talk about the grammar, shall we?
Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
Okay, so one of my translations was, this pill made me dizzy. But if we follow the grammar, it says, I'm dizzy because of this pill. So what's our word for dizzy? It was our keyword.
Mareada.
Mareada.
No, mareada.
Mareada. And how do you say I'm dizzy?
Estoy.
Estoy mareada. No,
yes.
Estoy, that's the verb estar.
That's right.
Okay, and it's in the first person. So the person's talking about herself. I am dizzy. Estoy mareada.
Remember, when you want to use dizzy, it's with estar. Estoy mareada.
Okay.
Not soy mareada.
No.
Okay? That means that you're the dizzy thing, but no.
Okay.
Estoy mareada.
Estoy mareada. And then we have a little clause that is introduced by the preposition por, right? And when we introduce something by the preposition por, sometimes it explains to us what the cause was.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'll call it because.
Yes.
There's other ways to say because in Spanish, but here in this sentence, I'm going to call por because.
Yes.
Okay, por. Because of what? The pill.
La pastilla.
La pastilla. Now, that's two words. So the first word is la.
Yes.
That means the.
The.
And then
pill. Pastilla.
The pill. Pastilla.
La pastilla.
Okay, let's put it all together.
Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
Estoy mareada por la pastilla. All right, newbies, I hope you're memorizing these sentences.
Mm-hmm.
So the other person's a little concerned and finds some evidence, right?
Yes.
So this pill?
Yeah, he's grabbing it like, this pill?
Mm-hmm.
Esta pastilla?
Esta pastilla? Pastilla, we already know, means pill.
Yes.
So esta.
Esta.
Esta, that means this.
That's right.
Right. And we're both pointing. We both took out our hands and pointed. Mm-hmm. We're pointing at the microphone now. Esta pastilla. So that's a pointing word. It's called a demonstrative adjective. Esta pastilla. This pill? And the answer is yep.
Sí.
Sí, yep. This one. That's the pill I took.
Sí.
Okay. And then
vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Ay, ay, ay. All right, so this is an emergency.
No. Yes, it is.
Okay, so let's go to the hospital.
Vamos al hospital.
Vamos al hospital, okay? Now, the word for hospital?
Hospital.
Hospital, okay. I'm looking at it on the page, and it looks just like the English word hospital.
It is.
So can I say, vamos al hospital?
No.
Okay. Hospital.
You're speaking Spanish.
That's
Come
right.
on. Vamos hospital. Al hospital.
Al hospital. Okay, now what's the al part?
Al, it's a way to say a él.
A él to the.
Yes, to okay. the. But you don't say a él. It's too robotic.
That so, would be, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to just put it together and say al.
Al, okay. Those of you that are not robots, please put it together and say al. Okay, so let's go.
Vamos.
Vamos. That's the verb ir.
That's right.
And it's in the we form, the nosotros form.
Mm-hmm.
So when we want to say, let's go to the hospital, we say, vamos al hospital. All right. Now, the rest of the sentence is, you need to get your stomach pumped. Literally, it says, you need a washing of the stomach.
That's right.
Right? You need a washing of stomach.
Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
How do you say you need?
Necesitas.
Necesitas. That's the verb necesitar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when it ends like this, necesitas, it means you need.
That's right.
Necesitar, necesitas.
Un lavado de estómago.
Okay. So first, let's take this word lavado.
Lavado. Lavado is the verb lavar.
Lavar.
Lavar okay. is to wash.
Okay. So
wash something.
So un means a. So a washing.
Yes.
Right. So it's hard because we don't have in English a word for, I mean, we could say a wash. You need a wash.
A wash.
I yeah. guess you can say that.
Yeah.
So I need a wash of stomach. So un lavado is a wash and then of stomach.
De estómago.
De estómago. Now that's literally of stomach.
Yes.
Okay. Now the word for stomach?
Estómago.
Estómago. That is really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, estómago means stomach, and it sounds like stomach, right?
Yeah.
Now we have the words a wash of stomach. Lily, that doesn't make sense to me as an English speaker.
Really?
Yeah, a wash of stomach. That it's, means like I like pull up my shirt and, you know, soap my belly.
No, that they would be like, that would be your belly. But if it's okay. your stomach, they have to go in. But they are washing it in okay. a way, you know.
So, well, in English, we say stomach pump.
Yeah, that's very graphic, I think.
Okay.
Like, this is the way we say it in Spanish. Lavado de estómago, and it means stomach pump.
Okay. So let's put it all together. You need a stomach pumping.
Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Ay, ay, ay. Ugh. The person's in a bed. You know, you shouldn't take pills that you don't know. You
yeah,
know.
You have to always check.
That's
always
right.
check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times.
Okay.
Dialogue, first time. Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
¿Esta pastilla?
Sí.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Second time. Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
¿Esta pastilla?
Sí.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Third time. Estoy mareada por la pastilla.
¿Esta pastilla?
Sí.
Vamos al hospital. Necesitas un lavado de estómago.
Okay, we're back, and I want to talk about everybody's favorite topic, demonstrative adjectives.
Woohoo!
We're all very excited. So here, the guy was concerned, and so he picked up a pill, right? And he said, this pill?
Esta pastilla.
Esta pastilla. Now, the demonstrative adjective, the word that means this, is esta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the reason why it's esta is because pastilla
it's
is
feminine.
Feminine, right?
That's
so
right.
esta has to be feminine. But what if we're talking about...
The microphone.
A microphone, yeah. What if we're talking about this microphone?
Este micrófono.
Este micrófono.
Este.
Okay, so micrófono is masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And so the word for this?
Este.
Este.
Yes, it just changed the last word to E instead of A. So it's este.
Este. Okay, so we have este is masculine and esta is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ready to play the game?
Yes.
Okay, sombrero.
Este sombrero.
Este, masculine. How about taco?
Este taco.
This taco, right? Masculine. How about chair?
Esta silla.
Esta silla, this chair, right? It's feminine. How about this physical therapist?
Este fisioterapeuta.
Okay, so that's a male, right? That's
yeah,
a dude.
That's a dude.
This physiotherapist.
If it was a girl, it would be esta fisioterapeuta.
Okay.
The same.
Okay, good.
You just changed the demonstrative adjective.
Yes. And then we said our noun. So this physical therapist, fisioterapeuta. That's my word of the week, folks. That's why I'm saying that.
And what about esto?
Esto. Why are you asking me about esto?
Because we already did este, esta. What about esto?
Esto.
I'm pretty sure someone right now is thinking, what about esto?
Okay, what about esto? Well, folks, here's the answer. Esto is a demonstrative pronoun. So that is very meaningful to a lot of people. No. Okay, esto is a demonstrative pronoun. And when you point at something, but you don't name it, okay? So I can point at something and say, ¿qué es esto? Now, I was pointing to my sombrero, which I happen to have in the studio, mm-hmm, right? I'm pointing at it now. ¿Qué es esto? And the answer is
este.
Este sombrero. This
sombrero.
Sombrero, right? So este and esta, they have a noun after it, mm-hmm, right? But esto, it doesn't have a noun after it. In fact, esto stands for a noun. That's why it's a pronoun.
It's like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So este something, esta something, but esto, nothing.
Okay. I hope we haven't confused you guys. It's pretty easy.
It's
come on.
Easy.
But don't worry. If you still have questions, we're going to put some examples in the comment section.
Esto es muy fácil.
Yes. Esto es muy fácil.
For now, please mark this lesson, esta lección, mark it as studied. And we'll see you next time. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.